It's not easy being a kink, because everybody want to get with me. Ow! What's up, y'all? Come on in. Welcome to Kinkyology. This is season 2, episode 20. This is my last episode of my second season. So for all of you all who've been coming through, I really appreciate you. Come on in. Let's kick it off. I'm so excited about that. Next week, my other podcast, Self, will start. But tonight's episode is called, it's about age gap relationships. And it's called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. What's up, Lady Frank? How you doing? What's up, Footman? How are you? I'm okay. I'm blessed. I'll say that. I'm blessed. I've been better, you know, but I'm blessed. I've been sick and I hadn't been to the gym, you know, these last few months. I've been in the gym real hard. So being that I've been sick, I wasn't able to go to the gym. So this week I started going back to the gym. So I'm excited about that. But other than that, I've been good. Oh, no, I'm not leaving, James. I'm not leaving. This is the end of season 2. Then I start my next podcast, Self, next week. And it's a real good podcast, too. It comes on same time, but it's just, we're talking kinkyology. I've learned doing what I do that people will put more into their partners than they put into themselves. So not only do I have my podcast, Kinkyology, but I also have a podcast called Self, because the first person you need to love is you. You know, before you try to love or be a great fuck to anybody else, you got to make sure you're throwing it down for you. Everything you put into somebody else, a lot of people don't put into themselves. So that's why I have that podcast. But I'm not going nowhere. Nope, y'all can't live without me. Kink Squad. What's up, Big Sexy? What's up, Nurse Kim? Yeah, it's a buzz. I got the earphones on. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why it's playing with me. Everything is muted. It should be muted. Is everybody getting a buzz? Oh, yeah. Somebody said it has a crackle to it. I can try to take it off and see what happened. I don't know why it's crackling. Hello, 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 hello. Is it still crackling? I'm sorry. I will work on this. I just ordered some more headphones, being that I see that I'm going to probably have to use headphones. But these have been working the last couple of weeks, so I don't know what it is. I don't know if there's some mic problem in my iPad, so I'm going to have to look into that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry. I could try to cut it off. Let's see. What's up, Bryson? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? I'm not going to cut the podcast off. I'm going to cut my headphones off and see if you all can hear me. Okay. Can you hear me? Are you all able to hear me? Can you hear me? You all can't hear me now? Look, I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't. Yes, you can hear me? Okay, any buzzing? It's still crackling? I don't know where that's coming from. Unless it's the noise of the ambiance of my house. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't hear it. I don't have a buzz going. And it's not on nothing, so I don't know what that's about. I'm so sorry, you all. We've been having problems with the mic situation. And, I don't know why it's doing that. Then if I take that off, okay, can y'all hear me? Okay, I'm sorry if it's too much. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to lose you because I can't. I don't know what. Can you hear me now? You still can't hear me? You can hear me? It's fine. I can hear you now. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. Let's go. Okay. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. Good. Let's go. Okay. But age gap relationships. Big Sexy, I know you know all about this. Age gap relationships are usually refer to a difference of at least 10 years between partners in general. The age gap for some, you know, people date either older or younger than what they are, and it's usually not accepted. It depends. Some people are okay with it, but based on a person's age, sex, cultural norms, you know, some couples might find that big age difference impacts their relationship over time, where others feel that what makes them compatible is more important than the age gap. Is anybody in the age gap relationship, or have you ever been in the age gap relationship? Char Van Der Veen. Who is that? I don't know who that is. Char Van Der Veen. You said you wish. How old are you? So when I was 18, my boyfriend, well, I dated a guy, my man. He was 35. When I was 18, he was 35, 17 years older than me. And when I went on prom, my prom date was 25. So I dated older men, you know. But long story short, when the guy who was 35, when he died and I went to his funeral, he was 5 years younger than my mama. He lied to me. So he had to be 40 when I dated him at 18. So I was like, damn, that's crazy. So yeah, that was my biggest gap that I had in a relationship. When I was 19, I messed around with a 41-year-old, but that was just wanting to see if he could handle me because I knew I could handle him. When I was the 18, I dated a guy who was 28. My friend who would appreciate the message, she's a hottie at 57. Okay, yes, yes. I'm not a hottie, but I look good for my age. You know, I'm 48. I'm still pulling them in, you know, young and old. I don't do no young, no. Look, I ain't like 20 and 30 years when I was in 20 and 30s, okay? Those are the ones that couldn't handle who I am and what I do. So I need me a man. And now I want an all the way man. I want him to be fully ready for a bitch like me. I don't want him to have to see me, meet me, and then be able to handle me. I want you to come in the door being what I need you to be. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to wish upon a star. I want you to give me the stars. Fuck what you heard. Most of the guys I have dated have been older than me by 10 or more years. Okay, my biggest age gap was 14. When I was 18, I dated 28. Yes, I dated older. But for some people, you know, even if the age gap is like small, like 4 to 5 years, there are different levels of maturity, you know? So you have to think about that. Kim says, dated a 35-year-old at 19. He was a dog, but didn't know that then. Of course not. Oh, yeah, I messed around with this guy, too, who was a little older, and he stole something from me. Yeah. So he was a bitch, but he was older. Yeah, but he when you have to steal from a young lady, that's sad. You know, that's crazy. But anyway, yeah, he stole from me. I hope he tripped over and fell and hit his head real hard somewhere. A woman 10 years older than you liked you. Why you? That's what you need. You need an older person who could come and just lay it on you like, take this. Take it. Yeah, the reality is when there is a significant age difference, like 10 to 15 years or more, life experiences can be extremely different, you know? Sometimes, you know, you growing up and they already grown. In a relationship with a large emotional maturity gap, the more mature partner can end up carrying a heavier emotional load in the relationship, and that can be exhausting, you know, really real talk, and potentially can make you break up, because carrying your own emotions is one thing, but when you have to carry the emotions, and some of you all know, y'all might not be in an age gap relationship, but you all know exactly what I mean when I say emotionally carrying a relationship, where you have to be strong for both of y'all, you know. It's hard being strong for ourselves most of the time. So it's real messed up when you have to get somebody and you have to not only constantly be there for yourself, but you got to reassure them that they going to be okay too. Now, I need you to be okay when I meet you now. I can't do that. We all got bags, but I don't want you carrying them all over here. If you ain't put some of them somewhere in storage somewhere or something, you need to just move on by me, you know, because we all got bags. We all got bullshit. We all got stuff, but you got to pack some of that shit up. You've been there, done that. You got to let that shit go and keep on motherfucking stepping. And I am like the poster child of fucked up shit, you know, the shit I've had men do to me over my life. If I was to take those situations and apply them to how society is making these kids and stuff act nowadays, I wouldn't be shit. If I allowed myself to let the trauma that was inflicted on me without my consent mess with me or make me choose partners, there's no way in West I could ever think a man was worth anything. Not damn one of them. So you can't let, we go through shit. Yeah, I've been through some bad shit. Yeah, it's hard to get through. And I say that, and sometimes people take it like I'm saying, well, other shit ain't. No, we go through shit. That happens. But you have to learn how to pack that shit up. You got to learn how to move it on. And sometimes in age gap relationships, some people are dealing with their baggage, and then they meet somebody and got to try to help them with their baggage, you know, because they're going through the same baggage they went through. And sometimes that could be better because they can tell you how to get through it. Or sometimes it could be worse because they're like, look, I don't want to go through this shit with you. I've been there already, you know. You used to go for older women. Now it don't matter. You have an old soul. I could believe that. You mess with grown men in high school too? Yeah. But just because they're older doesn't always mean that they are always going to be the mature one. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes some of these young people are mature. And some of these young people be getting it in now, you know? So it's just, are you mature or not? But there are a lot of young people who don't know how to separate love. Well, sex from falling in love. It's a lot of old people, too, who don't know how to do it, honestly. Just because you fuck somebody don't mean you gotta love them. And if in your situation that you've had over the years that everybody you fuck you love, then maybe you should choose wisely who you fuck. Everybody you meet ain't worth fucking. So you have to make that, and that's a part of maturity, too. But like I said, it's some old people who haven't matured to that place in with themselves, you know, but that's something you all have to take into consideration when you're going through things. Now, men are much more keen to choose a young woman, you know, because she can, if they want, men are fertile longer than us, you know. since you all don't have a reproductive clock, they can have children in later in life. So they could get a young woman because they could be 50, 60 and still be busting strong nuts, you know. So that's why it's made women more open to be in relationships with older men, since they don't have to worry about a man's, you know, biological clock, you know, stopping. Now, some older men will have a lower sperm count, but that's a different episode. Also, older men tend to have more monetary resources due to their age and experience. Some of them, not all of them, but that can be appealing for women, you know, when considering how they want to support and raise and, you know, their potential children. Like, I want somebody who already got it. I don't want a guy struggling to get it. That's where I'm at. I don't want nobody struggling. You got to come with it, okay? You got to come with it. But yeah, and younger women are known to be more fertile, but some of y'all know, some of you older women have had some babies, so you know that's not always true. I prefer older women because I know my maturity level is too old for people my age. Lady Frank, how old are you? Yeah, I don't like young men. I'll date a younger woman, but my last girlfriend was 10 years younger than me, and I wouldn't go that young again. Well, wait. Now that I'm older, I might. But no, I'm not. I wouldn't go that young with a woman. Not 10 years. I definitely wouldn't go that young with a man. I would probably prefer, now, if I was just fucking, then maybe I would stop just for the, because in their 30s, they really not going to know who I am sexually. They're not going to be able to handle what I do sexually. And I don't want to have to deal with that immature mindset when it comes to ownership with sex, you know. So I wouldn't probably date anybody younger than 40. Now, a woman, I will probably go about 36 at the youngest. But a man, no, I wouldn't. 40. 40 would be the youngest I would probably date. Yeah, because then you want somebody. I've had people that don't really like to go out or don't do whatever, but I want somebody who still wants to enjoy life. Like, I've been sick for a long time, so a lot of things that people got to do, experiences that people got to have, I didn't get to have. So now I kicked it. I went to the clubs and stuff like that, but traveling, you know, things like that, I want to be able to have those experiences. So if you're somebody, you know, I wouldn't do good probably. Well, some introverts can still travel, but some don't. You know, I would need somebody a little bit more outgoing, somebody who want to get up and go, you know, that type of person. I don't want nobody going somewhere and then being their feelings, because I'm not going to have a good time and I'm going to fight. No, I'm just playing. I don't fight. I'm too old for that now. If I was younger, but I'm old now. But anyway, yeah, so it all just really depends. Kevin Samuels taught SEX market value is 25 years is the world marriage age normally. In today's age, in today's society, yes. But, you know, going back, it used to actually be younger. So people my age probably be like, yeah, they worn out. Like I'm the. You ever go to Jewel's or a grocery store and then they got the little rack that got all the reduced, you know, stuff on there? People think I'm on that reduced card, but they gotta understand I'm a classic in this motherfucker, so I'm okay with that. I used to think that older meant more mature, but my man is now is more mature than a lot of the older men I have dated. And your man is younger than you, Big Sexy. Right, the age should match your active lifestyle. Yes, thank you, Footman. Right, that's something you have to consider. You can't, you know, I've been in that situation where, okay, I don't need you to go because I got my friends, I got my sisters. I don't really have no friends. I got my sisters, I got my cousins. We all used to go out and do stuff. But there's certain things like you have to take into consideration. When I was in a relationship, I like to go out. Not to a club, but I like to go to dinner. I might like to go to the movie. I might want to go somewhere and do some comedy show or something. And me growing up, my household as a family, my father, my mother, we would go out and eat somewhere once a month as a family. And, you know, it's whatever you want. We getting this, we doing this, we just having a good time, we talking stuff. And this is both from my mother's side and my father's side because they were split. So when I got with my partner, they stayed home and they ate in the house all the time. So they don't like to go out to eat. Well, I feel like we need to go out and eat something. We need, you know, so it's things like that you have to deal with, especially sometimes with age gaps, with different people, how they were raised. That's why it's important to understand, ask the right questions. If you know that this is something that you like to do all the time, you're not going to want to just go with your girlfriend sometimes, or your sister. Sometimes you're going to want your partner to be across from you at that table. So it's really important to be honest with stuff like that. Your man is 12 years younger than you. Yes, he is. Yes, and he's a sweetheart. Right, but you want your age to match your lifestyle and to some extent your maturity, which can be difficult when it's an age gap, you know, and the biological clock for women is different for me, and men last longer, but you got some older women not pushing them out, you know? Yeah. Or at least that mindset. Some older people are young at heart and very active. Yes. I am more active now as far as physically moving and stuff like that than I was when I was younger. Like, I would go out, stuff like that, but I could stand longer. I could walk a little bit farther now, you know. So I had to go places where I knew I could go in and sit down. I couldn't go and stand in no line and get in no club. Like, I'd be the one, I can't do it. You know, so it's just, now I could walk in the grocery store better. You know, it's just little things like that that some people don't take into consideration. But you got to think about that. My partner lives on the third floor. I don't like coming over here. I can't fly. I'm supposed to get up there, you know. So sometimes they used to push my butt to help me, but they made sure I never carried anything. They carried everything, so I didn't have to carry nothing. So that was sweet. But just little things like that. If you know, I got 5, maybe 6 stairs to get into my house. That's it. Maybe 5, 6 stairs, and then about another 4 stairs to get into my basement. You know, like 5, and then another little landing, and boom. Yeah, I can't do all that stuff. Hey, Mr. Research TV, how you doing? But yeah, so it's things like that with the age gap and taking consideration financially where they are, where you are, your mindset. Like, if you know how to save, but your partner is spending, you know, I had the opportunity to hang around. Some people invited me somewhere the other day. And when I went in, he was like, I need you to talk to them for me. I was like, okay, how are they now? You're gonna get paid for this shit, right? But okay, no, I'm just like, so it comes up that it was a 52-year-old man and his woman is 32, okay? And she did some things in their relationships, caused some issues or whatever, but hey, he's right there to let her know, even though you messed up my stuff, I'm still here with you. I'm right here. I got you. She went into a depression, her depression. He trying to be there and pull her out her depression. And in that, he got in his own depression, you know, and he, you know, he feels like they're connected through soul ties and stuff like that. Let me explain something. Soul ties are real. But it's a difference from how some people explain it. So, well, I'm going to try to put it this way. Every time we lay down with somebody, whether we want to or not, we give them a piece of our soul. We do. But that energy, for most of us to really connect the way that it has to be a soul tie, is that energy has to match together instantly. Like, it's, you all will, it's like a, it ain't no, oh, in 3 months and 4 months. Those are the ones that just combust like that. And those are not usually fuck buddies and stuff like that. It could be great sex, but soul ties is something, even if it was that situation, you wouldn't be able to stay away from each other because your energies are just, you know, whatever. And then a soul tie would not exhaust you. A soul tie would not depress you. A soul tie would not, it would enlighten you. It would empower you. It would, you know, bring you up, lift you up, you know. And a lot of people are taking that and going with it, but going with it in the wrong way. That's a spiritual connection with somebody where you all are like, the real purpose of sex is for two to become one. So here it is. We're this, you know. But yeah, every time we have sex with somebody, we give them a piece of our soul. But that doesn't mean we tied to these motherfuckers. Understand that, okay? So you can give them a piece. I give you a piece, but this is still my motherfucking cake, okay? You know, it's a difference with that. Oh, thank you, Dr. Fott. I hope that's, I pronounced that correctly. Older, established, mature humans don't have many reactionary issues like young people do. Maturity is a mindset many have not achieved. And Mr. Research TV, I love the way you wrote that. Thank you. I'm dyslexic, so I can read. So I have to keep reading it. So that's why I came out like that, because I actually can read very well. But I appreciate the way you said that, you know. And just because you're old doesn't mean you're mature. Age does not mean mature. You do have some young people mature faster or go through things. And I remember I used to feel like I had been through so much at such a young age, you know, so I felt like I had a stronger mindset. But now, you know, that's why I think journaling is so important. You know, what I love about me and my journey is that I journaled my way through it. So what I have the ability to do is sometimes when I'm in a dark place, I could pick up one of my old journals and I could read something I went through it. 18, something I went through at 20, something I went through at 30. And I'm like, damn, bitch, you went through that? Oh, well, if you could do that, imagine what you about to do to this shit right here. I remind myself who the fuck I am constantly. You know, I had to grow up. And some of y'all don't grow up. Some of you all don't remind yourselves who the fuck you are. You allow trauma after trauma. You allow situation after situation. You don't love yourself. You would rather chase a nigga. You would rather chase. I was not saying eat pussy, but that's amazing. Do that. You would rather chase some ass than to build and work on you. To make you a priority. And that's why I do the other podcast self. Because I need you to be everything you can be so you can be the motherfucker I am. And I don't want you to be like me. I just mean a beast, a god, sexually empowered, somebody who knows. You can't, huh? I know who I am. You can't come. You can say that. Yeah, I have faults. I'm fucked up in some ways. But all in all, this bitch is amazing. And you can't come and break that. You can't come and shake that. And you motherfucker, you can't take it. And that's just how it is. But some of us go in looking for somebody to complete us or somebody to make us better or somebody to help figure us out. No, you got to figure out who the fuck you are. Because other than that, this love shit, this life shit is going to eat you the fuck up. So that's maturity. That's learning that you really got to put yourself through some shit to get some shit to be the shit. But just saying I'm mature, that ain't shit. That ain't how you do it. You know, you got to go through your situations, but you got to reevaluate those motherfuckers. You can't just go through them and say, okay, next. No, you got to really take the time to go back and say, okay, why did I go through that? Because in my life, everything, I done been through some shit. And the way I get through this shit is to tell myself that everything happens for a reason. So instead of letting this shit kill me, I'm going to say, God, what was I supposed to learn from this? And I'm going to figure that out. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Everything happened for a reason. So now what's the reason you wanted me to go through this bullshit here? But, I don't want to be with no older men no more because they think they're your father. See, you just not, you dating an insecure man. That's the difference. We're talking about mature men. We're not talking about insecure men. And just because they're older doesn't make them mature. I just said that. So I don't care how old you are. If you're immature, if you're insecure, then yeah, you're going to have these daddy issues or feel like you could control me. When I was 22, I was dating like this 38-year-old, right? He had like 8 cars and shit, you know, a lot of money, rich nigga, you know. And he would take me to his house and stuff, and he would leave and go to work and lock me in his house. So every time he came home, he'd beat me like, where you at? Nigga, you don't lock me in no crib. I jumped out the fucking window. You know, what the fuck you doing? You ain't my daddy. How the hell you gonna lock me in this house? I broke out the house. And one time I had my daughter. I had my daughter one time, and I was like, hold on, mama. I'll call my friend. Come get me. This nigga locked me in this motherfucker. I don't play that shit. You have to be, if you, you can't be my daddy. And any man who come to me know he can't be my daddy. He know, because I'm too strong of a motherfucker. I don't want to be your mama. I want to be a woman. That's all I'm trying to be. So if you find a man, that's when your vetting process comes. That's when you're supposed to court and get to know somebody. You figure that stuff out before you make them your man. You don't let them be your man and realize, oh, he want to control me. No, they show signs from the get-go. You know, were we elated? Why we happy? Why we didn't pay attention to those signs? Because there's signs all over the place all the time, real talk. 25, 35, especially healthy, happy, and whole. I say, I don't know if that's pronounced. yeah, you know what, Nurse Kim, I had, how old was I? In my 20s, I had a crazy man. In my 30s, I had a crazy man. And luckily, then I just decided to stop. Because, you know, majority of my life, I've been with women. And because of those two crazy men, I just said, you know what? I'm just going to fuck women. Because men can't handle me. My mama was like, I don't know what you're doing to these motherfuckers, but stop. My daughter was like, mama, I don't like you with men. So, because men were thinking they supposed to pull guns on me and, you know, do stuff like that because I didn't want to be with them because they wasn't shit. And, you know, so I had more the immature type, but they weren't trying to be my daddy. They was just, you should never have to intimidate somebody to love you. If you think holding a gun in my face is going to make me love you, you a dumbass motherfucker. I hope you know from the moment that happened that I was preparing everything in my mind to make sure that me and my children got out of this situation safely. So I played the hell out. I played a role. I should have got an Emmy for the act that I did. You understand? Because I was a beast through that shit. I accepted the proposal. I did everything because I wanted to walk away alive. But I didn't see it coming because sometimes they come so good and you got to pay attention. He was a knight in shining armor. He was the perfect gentleman. And he switched on me like this. The little things that I thought was cute, I learned were controlling. Like coming in the room to see what I was doing. Oh, I missed you. No, nigga, you seeing if I'm on the phone. You seeing, he thought I snuck somebody in the window. Oh, you a sick, sick nigga. Not just a little sick. You a sick, sick nigga. You know, so I've been through some stuff. Or somebody put the gun in my face because I didn't know if they wanted chicken tenders or chicken wings. What? What? So I've been through some shit, but never a daddy. Because they can't, I'm too strong for that. My mentality won't let no man daddy me. I didn't like my dad. I know, no, I'm I didn't mean for my comment on the last podcast to come off the wrong way. Much respect at all times. Okay, y'all, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was talking. I missed some messages. Okay, we did. Anyway, so back to age gaps, because y'all just be having me talking. I be going. Come on in, y'all, if y'all new here. But yeah, so sometimes with the age gap, some people fear because it, I took my shoe off, y'all. I'm comfortable. It can lead to grooming. Now, not all age gap relationships are healthy or for the right reason. Grooming has become very popularized over the last decade or so, you know, and it includes any age gap, really. And in these type of grooming situations, the minor ends up being totally dependent on the adult. So you have some young older men who will go get a 16 or a 17 year old, and maybe she's a runaway. Maybe she at home and sleeping on a mattress on the floor or something. But whatever it is, they end up preying on this young person and promising them all this stuff and being this Captain Save-A-Hole or whatever to them, but they're really grooming them. And a lot of those relationships can end up dangerous for a lot of people. Oh, I'm not trying to make you laugh. I'm sorry. But yeah, so they become everything they need and everything they didn't have. And they'll isolate you from your family and your friends. And that's kind of, you know, that's something that with the one of the guys, I realized, you know, we had gotten into a fight and they gave me a black eye. And I was embarrassed. So I didn't go around my family for 3 days, but I didn't like that because I am very close with my family. So after my black eye went away, I went and I told my mom what happened, and I apologized for not letting them know, you know. So now they know, okay, this nigga, y'all just don't know stuff I had to do to get out of this. But when I tell you, me and my family, we came together and we got me out safe. Well, we got me out safely, but then we had to call some backup to come and help because he was still crazy, you know. But whoo, Charlie, I gotta vet people differently. Everybody can't handle what I do with my jaws, my throat, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta be careful who I bring into my life, because once they get that, they go crazy. So I am very selective who I date and what I allow and what I do, because I have been through it all because I'm a beast. All because I'm a beast. And I can say that honestly because I'm still here, because some of those situations, only God got me through them, and my beast mentality, because I went ham on niggas. I'm going to fight you till I die. I don't care. We both going out. And here, you want to kill me because I ain't stopping. That's how I was. Oh, God. Nobody's perfect, but live your truth wisely and happily. Not nobody perfect. We ain't nobody perfect. Ain't no such thing as perfection. Ain't no such thing as perfection. Anybody trying to be it is wasting their time. Just be the best you, you know? And, you know, some women are taught that young men are like wild animals. They're more trouble than they're actually worth. Better to be with an older man because they're already proven to be good men. They're more mature. You know what I'm saying? They could be a provider. You know, then to take a risk on a young man who can be unpredictable and selfish. Sure, it's bad old men, you know, but, and it's young men who are good, but just in most cases, you know, they want you to go with the mature man. Now, some cultures, it's a preference to be with older men. Some, that's how they raise them. They groom them to be with somebody older. A solid moms and pops is a great look. She saved me from myself. You need saving from yourself. We all do sometimes, darling. So that's good that you had that. But the bigger the gap between partners, the more likely the relationship will struggle. That's what some studies have said. With wealth, energy, life levels, priorities, you know, plans to start a family, they're in different places. So the things that you might want now, your partner like, man, look, I don't want this shit. I don't want to do that, you know. You want to go out? I don't want to go out. I want to, you know. So it's really important to be, for one, and which I talk about a lot in self, is just really figuring out who you are. Each one of us have a purpose. Each and every last one of us has a purpose. And figure out if you're living your purpose. And don't let somebody, a person, become your purpose, except for you. You should be your purpose. That's your first and main goal in life. And that was my thing for me with my children, you know. And I speak about this often. I went, and a lot of us have had this happen, you know. We go from being daughters to being mothers. I never had a chance to just be me. So I raised my child letting them know how important it is for them to find out who they are before they choose to be a mother. That's all I want. I'm not asking. Live your life. Get some stuff done. I went from being a daughter. I never had a chance just to be free, to be me, you know, and I want you to know what that feels like. I don't want no man. I shouldn't have no man, no kids, nothing. We're not taught to understand what it is to fall in love with self, to do that first, before you become a parent. I grew up with my daughter. I raised my son. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know who I was at 18. I didn't know what I was doing. I just took off my fucking diaper. Okay, it's been a couple years, you know. At least you know what I'm saying. I was still wet behind the ears. Yeah, I had this. Oh, wow. Hold on. Hi, Mom. I'm on my podcast right now. And I'm live. Okay, Mama. Bye-bye. Only answer for you, Mom. Sorry, that was my mother. Got to answer, don't you? Hey, you okay? We good? Okay, sorry, y'all. And that's funny because I keep putting on Do Not Disturb on my phone, but for some reason it rang. But anyway, so yeah, having different priorities, stuff like that is crazy. BC's, I'm with it, felt that. Beast mode. I am Dr. Fox. I am, well, I don't know if you know, but I'm a beast. I'm a kinky god. You know, I rock all of that because I'm just a beast. I have over 800 videos on YouTube and I roar at the end of them because I am a beast. I have no problem standing on that. I've been one, don't matter my age, my size, these thighs, these eyes, you know what I'm saying? This mind, this tongue. Oh, sorry. I'm just going down from head to toe. I started getting to know me in my late 20s, and I like the man I'm becoming. Congratulations. Hey, auntie. Hey. Tell her mama can't. Oh, she gone now. Yeah, she called me when I was at the gym. Then I called her back. She ain't answer. Then I called her again. She ain't answer. Now she going to call me during my podcast. It's all good. But good for you. Yes, Bryson. Good for you. Yeah. So, yeah, it's certain things that people go through age gap relationships. So, yeah, I was talking about the man and his thing. I just went on a tangent. Sorry. So, with this older guy and this younger woman, she's draining him. So, I started that with the soul tie because he feels like, oh, I have this soul tie. But a soul tie shouldn't drain you. You know what I'm saying? They're supposed to empower you. They're like your life source. They're like the thing that helps you plug into this world. You all plug in together and then you all are able to, you know, shine your light on the world. You know, they should, if they're draining you, then it's the wrong wattage. You know, the fuse is dead. It's not the same. That's not what it's supposed to be. Everybody don't deserve your everything forever. You know, some people, it's really a reason, a season, and a lifetime. Everybody ain't forever. Stop trying to make everybody you fuck forever. Some fucks are just for now. Some ain't for tomorrow. Some ain't for next week. Some ain't for 20 years from now. Some are for right now in this moment. Let me fuck you. That's it. Some of those are just those moments. But some of you are put that because of society and how they put religion on us that you have to marry everybody you sleep with. Now, you didn't been married 10 times and don't nobody love your ass because you leading your relationship with pussy because you can't just get to people to know you without sex. So you want to marry, marry, marry. That's not how you do that shit. That's not it. It's very exhausting being someone you're not, Bryson. And it's so crazy is that it's a lot of people who live that. But sometimes that's what we have to go through. So don't knock yourself for it. Just be happy that you figured it out and you're working and are the man, becoming the man you want to be or know who you are going to be in that sense. Right. You know, I put in Kinky Land, I have a group on Facebook called Kinky Land. I put in Kinky Land, does every relationship need a future? Why does every relationship have to have a future? Some relationships are not forever. Some are not even for tomorrow. Some might just be right now. That fuck you give me right now might be all I need in this moment. But we have been taught and led to believe that lessens who we are as a person. No, believing that everybody's supposed to love you is the stupidest shit. No, everybody don't have to love, not the way they want us to or tell us to, no. But but discuss each person's priorities, your hopes for the future, you know, no matter what the age is, finding your compatibility, know your love language. If you're looking for a long-term relationship, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Find out. Because a lot of people end up finding themselves in that relationship. And then when they find out who they are, they don't like the person they're with no more, you know? So you have to make sure you're doing everything for the right reason. But anyway, I talked to him and I explained to him that, you know, you have to put self first. And I know you've been with her for a few years and you feel bad walking away, but you're killing yourself. Is it worth saving her when you see yourself dying? You know, you look depressed, you look this. And, you know, I spoke to him for about a good 10, 15 minutes, and I got some pounds from the other guys in there. Because it was like, see, you know, just finding a way to get them to understand, you know, about it. Then I went somewhere else, and I had to talk to somebody else. I was like, I'm just on a little talking to the men tour tonight, huh? Just went around talking to men the other night. But I appreciated them, one, for being comfortable enough to share that with me. You know, some men don't like to feel vulnerable in front of women, especially not a woman that they don't know. But they knew, they also was like, wait a minute. So you created Kinky Land? I was like, you in Kinky Land? They was like, yeah. So wait, Kinky Land name, you made Kinky Land? I was like, yes, I am the owner. He's like, that's some hot shit. So I thought that was cool. Because I didn't know that they were in Kinky Land. So that ended up being cool. So I got to meet some cool people the other night that didn't know who I was. And when they found out, it was like, oh, you the girl who do stuff with a throat. I was like, that's the definition people give me? That's terrible. That's terrible. Oh, my God. So, yeah, sometimes we change as people. So when we get with people, or people change on us, or people don't change, we constantly maturing and they still the same age. And you just be like, dude, when you gonna grow the fuck up? Like, we ain't 23 no more. We 46 and you still doing 23-year-old shit. Some of y'all know exactly what I mean. So, and that's right there, even with people your own age. Y'all growing up together and you really grew up and they still acting like they was when y'all first got together. You know, and another person I talked to, they have problem with, they partner, make good money. They like that they could take care of each other and the bills can be paid, but their partner always broke after that. You all have to learn how to save money. Real talk, especially if you want somebody to love you. Because how can I trust you with my bank account and my money, all my money? You think you about to run through your money and my money? See, I'll hurt you. I will hurt you. So you can't do that. If I got a lot of money in my bank account and you keep running yours out every month, but you make just as much as I do, where they do that at? You got to learn how to save. You have to learn how to save, especially if you want to be in a relationship with somebody one day. You need to learn how to save, especially if you want somebody to trust you with their finances, with their home, with their bank accounts and credit cards and stuff like that. Learn how to save. We as a people, Black people, I'm Black in case y'all didn't know, we are not taught properly how to save, how to invest, and how to make our money work for us. We just make money and we spend it, and that's not the right way. But this is not that episode. Maybe I'll talk about that a little bit in self, and bring my mom on to talk about that, because she loves to educate Black people on how to save and invest their money correctly, you know, things like that. I'm heading back to work, y'all. I'm glad I stopped through. I'll save this video and let my brother know he has a good channel podcast too. Peace, Kinky family. Thank Dr. Fott. I hope I'm saying that. I hope I'm saying Fott. Isn't that how PH, like phone, Fott, right? Okay. Okay. Yes, you can catch me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast Addict, Google Addict, YouTube, all that stuff. So yeah, just try to find somebody closer to your age. When I dated the older guy, like I said, I was spoiled. I talk about him a lot because I had, you know, $1,000 day allowance. I was number two in the relationship. Like, I experienced a lot at 18. And I'm so happy I did. Because that let me know at 18 what I wasn't going to accept, who I wasn't going to be. I'm too motherfucking good to be number two, boo. I am. Now, I could be one of many, but I need to be the main bitch. I don't want to come behind no bitch. That bitch can't do or ain't who I am, and I won't be beneath her. Understand that. You just have to know who you are. And if that's the only position you could give me, then I'm good by myself. I'm too good for that. And if I find out you think or you got, I can't do that. I know who I am. I know what I bring. I know even if they don't know, come on now. Google me. You think I'm about to be number two? You think I'm about to be number five? No, I'll be the first. We don't have to be the only, but I need to be the main. I ain't about to be no. I'm grown and good. Understand that. You know your role, know your place, know who you can deal with. Oh God. People choose different things. Then with older men, younger women, right? I was talking about that. I had another guy. And with this one, you know, the maturity of handling somebody who travels a lot or works a lot outside of the state. And a lot of times you get to go with them. So you know that they're really doing this. But when they don't go, when you don't go, then you feel like they're cheating. That's not fair to them. If you know that this is what they're doing, if you know that any time that you are available, you go, then why are you putting this weight on them? You know, did y'all hear my stomach growl? It sounds like the loudest thing in the world. So I am, oh God, that was funny. My stomach just growled loud as hell. But anyway, yeah. So that was funny. So that can be a problem too with somebody who's a little bit younger. They don't really want to accept that you move around, but they like the benefits of what you do. You know what I'm saying? But they don't like it when they're not there to be able to watch you, or they question you. And that could be heavy on somebody in a relationship. You know, then I had an older woman who slept with a younger man, and it wasn't good. I didn't like young men when I was young. A young man can't do handle what my body do and be ready for what I'm about to bring in this bedroom. They can't do it. So if you know you like a certain type of sex, you can't give your pussy to some nigga who just still busting nuts, okay? If he just straight fucking, and he ain't even fucking, he just pounding. You know, it ain't even the kind of fucking, it ain't straight fucking like they talking about in the song. He pounding the pussy. He don't even know how to really make love to her. All he doing is beating it up. He ain't even fucking it. He beating it up. That's not, we don't, when you a certain age, you don't want that shit. Nigga, if you don't know how to rock this pussy, if you don't know how to get up in this pussy and work it, you, that pound pound shit, that's for little boys. That's for immature people. That's for people who think they got big dicks. But what good is if it don't do nothing but beat it up? If I tell you it's 5 different orgasms we can have vaginally, you got somebody just doing this. Yeah, he just beating your cervix up. Your cervix not supposed to be sore for 3 days after sex. You sitting in the hot tub like, damn, bitch. I get what up, Makushi. I need water. Am I thirsty? Oh, okay. I'm so silly. I said, am I thirsty? I asked you, was I thirsty? But I'm going to drink just in case I am. I don't know if y'all like Fiji water, but I like this water. Now, I drink this, and I drink alkaline water. I've been doing so good. I'm so proud of myself. I had a plant-based burger last night. Tonight, I'm going to have a plant-based chicken sandwich. So we're going to work out. But I only eat once a day. Oh, God. Okay, yeah. So I love core water. I've had that before, too. Yeah, I have. I'm having. That's funny. So a lot of people don't go through the same stages of life with you, stuff like that, when the ages are different. So it's just different. So make sure that whoever you pick, that you all have some experiences that you all can experience together. Not that, oh, I've been there, done that. No, you just go do it. If that's what you want, that's fine. But if you want somebody to experience that with, take that into consideration. Okay. And sometimes a partner who ends up paying all the bills and covering all the expenses, you know, make sure that they're being supported. Don't make them feel like they just trapped in this relationship because your little young ass can't get no job because you uneducated and can't bring no money in. So make sure that they're getting what they need in that as well. There's nothing wrong with having somebody take care of you, but you need to make sure that you're speaking their love language. And again, if you haven't taken a love language quiz, make sure you do that. I have no associates association with them. I don't get paid nothing for that. I believe it is a really good way to help you understand, give, and receive love from people. So you, and then I make, I don't make, but I ask people that I date or talk to, me and my guy, we did the love language quiz on our first date. I think that's something from the first day we knew how to speak each other's love language. So if you could find somebody willing to answer those 85 questions on the first day. I don't know if it's 85, but it is a lot of them. Oh, the 5 love language quiz, yes. Fiji and cool. Oh, okay. Is that what I'm drinking? Fiji? Yeah, I'm drinking Fiji. Okay, or your favorite. Now I have a little Great Value brand alkaline water that I'm drinking, and it's pretty good. But yeah, I've been back in the gym for 3 days, so I'm excited about that. I missed it, you know, so I was like, okay, I'm going to the gym. And I've been going by myself. Before, I was going with my guy, but he working now, so he can't go with me. He can only go on the weekend after work, but I only wanted to go in the evening. So I get up and I go. So I'm not completely well yet, but well enough to exercise. And the exercise will help make me feel like I feel better anyway. So it's been good. I like the information I'm getting, but from an intuitive standpoint, I never believe in beating it up. It just sounds painful. Now, when you're younger, you know, the beat up could be good. It was like, that's what we thought you were supposed to do, beat this pussy up. I want to beat it up. Beat it. You know, but as you get older and realize that that just leaves you with a sore cervix and dry to the motherfucker, you realize that that's not really what you're supposed to do. And some men figure it out. They learn to find those pockets and slide into them. Some understand that it's a rock to it. You know, it's just figuring out. But when you go in there, don't just aim for straight back. Go in, you know, wiggle that, you know, get in there and wiggle it around. See what's going on. Y'all have a little wiggle it around. See what's going on in there. Because it's a lot of good stuff up in there. I told you all the orgasms and the beautiful, amazing thing that our vulva and stuff can do and all the things it can do. So if you want to learn about the 17 orgasms I described in season 1. Again, I'm on Podcast Addict, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Yeah, I should have said those two first, right? Okay, go slow. Slow strokes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but 1 to 4 is the norm for couples. Then you get 6 to 10 or usually with the man older. Some of them are, the women can be older, but some of those have some good levels of satisfaction, you know. But for some couples, the relationship satisfaction decreased, especially for couples with like 4 to 6 years, and they started to decrease more, with the age gap of 7 or more years. As they got older, you might still want sex, and your partner might be like, oh, I'm good, I don't need it anymore. But an age gap of less than 10 years will bring you more satisfaction than some of the older ones. That's what they say. But they don't always tell the truth. They're just going off of what people say and what they've heard, and statistically, this is what they're saying. So it's possible to be much older or younger than your partner and have exactly the right relationship for you. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? So anybody have any questions? We've been talking about the different relationships that you all had. Hey, King of Morion, how you doing, darling? I hope I pronounced that correctly. I hope you're still here. I'm a little slow. What time is it? Oh, that was 3 minutes ago. You should still be watching. I hope so. So, yeah. So, you all, we did it. This is the second season of the end of the second season of Kinkyology. Next week, I will be back by myself. I'll be doing it by myself. And, yeah, we're going to go some different places. I think next season, I'm going to do a lot on fetishes and fetishism. Fetishism. So I'm gonna try to excite that up for you all. I'm gonna figure it out. I have something, but we're gonna do so for 5 weeks, and then Kinkyology will be back. But I'll still be here next Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. But it'll be a self episode, and hopefully by then I will have some journals available on some self journals available on Amazon. I have one, but I am dyslexic, and I put the book up backwards. So I need to go change that. I'm glad I just said that. I did. I made a journal. I did a Kinkyology Keep It Kinky journal. And I put the cover on the back, and it's a little dyslexic looking. So I have to, my friend went and said, "You know your book is backwards, right?" I was like, "No, I didn't know that. I thought I did it right." I looked at that thing 100 times, and I was like, "Yeah, it's perfect." I flipped stuff around. Oh. Thank you, Nurse Kim. I got something coming for you, Nurse Kim. Nurse Kim has been to every episode of both seasons. Oh, so I got a gift coming for you. She put in an order, and I'm going to fulfill it for her the best way I can. But you all, I love you all for sticking with me, trusting me with y'all pussies and y'all dicks and y'all mouths and y'all tongues and your brains and your eyes. I appreciate it. Y'all know how I do it. I am the Kinky Kid, and I'm a motherfucking beast. Keep it kinky. Y'all crazy. Y'all, the chat room be going on when I be getting off of here. I be like, "Oh, y'all be getting it in up in here." That's all good. Thank you, Footman. I appreciate you. Thank you, Miss Callie. I appreciate you. I really do. Thank you, Naomi Love. Thank you so much, y'all. Y'all make me feel good. Y'all really do. Give me a little tingle. Not in my private area. Well, in my breasts. In my breasts.
They call me the Kinky Kaddy. I'm a kink, he's a kink, she's a kink, he's a kink. Wouldn't you like to be a kink, too? I'm a kink, he's a kink, she's a kink, he's a kink. Wouldn't you like to be a kink, too? I'm a kink, he's a kink, she's a kink, he's a kink. I'm a kink, he's a kink, she's a kink, please some kinks. Wouldn't you like to be a kink too?
Come on, everybody, and get kinky.